This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So it's me and the king, fake story,
making it up, lying. The king was there. No way.
Here's the real story. Trapped.
King would never be in the room with
me. Now we're telling the real story. When Kevin sent out the email for this episode, the subject was Zoom link for Whit and Clay episode. And then I think he just typed out in the body, click to join.
Which is what you would do with a hyperlink.
And I click. And then I clicked a different part of it. I clicked every single part of it.
I was clicking it for 8 or 9 minutes.
I got hurt my hand, hurt my arm.
Hurt my hand, broke my computer, expensive. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's coming out of somebody's end of the Patreon, but mm-hmm. I'm not paying for it.
I made a mess in my room.
Well, I ended up getting in a fight with my wife because I was cussing so much, which we're doing No Cuss November early this year. We decided to start it really early.
Mm-hmm.
We know we're not going to make it all the way to November, but we just said, like, all right, well, let's get some of it out of the way now, and then we'll maybe do like a couple weeks in the fall and just spread it out, because it's so hard all at once.
Which, by definition, if I'm doing No Cuss November, that also means No Nut November as well.
Oh yeah,
because
it's hand in hand.
In that moment I will say shit.
Yeah,
when that
I'm getting closer and closer and I'm kind of in control. I'm going, okay, yes, I'm liking this. Yes, I appreciate, thank you for that.
I appreciate all right, that
this is okay. Dick's ass, I say.
What happened, Kevin? How'd you do that?
So if you highlight words and hit Command K,
don't say me.
It makes the link.
Let's
like,
do this, Kevin. When we talk about this, is just for this is just like more helpful therapeutic communication. Don't say if you do this.
Yeah, say
sorry.
If you click the thing. If you say one thing that happened to me,
I will
is
never.
I
do
did
this.
Something. Yes, I did something nasty.
I would never be in the position to have this job, A. Never in my life. And if I did, I would never, ever do this.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I did something nasty. If I highlight a couple words and hit Command K, it automatically makes the hyperlink. After discovering this, sometimes I see how fast I can click Command K and Command V to paste it. Sometimes I do it so fast and hit send that I don't realize I actually never even sent the link. I didn't click K at all or V. I think that might be what happened today.
So it's a speed test against yourself,
mm-hmm.
the being judged by and witnessed by no one. And the reward is only that we have something to talk about potentially on the beginning of the podcast if you fail.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting exercise. And ultimately, you know, in all sports, all competition, like it really is just you versus yourself, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's the man in the mirror is the only one I'm playing against.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting my Happy Meal ass kicked up and down Main Street daily. By Mr.
And
Me.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
And welcome.
The guide.
Insider guide to kicking butt and dropping names of Red Carpet Back. And I can I say this, and I want to welcome our guests. The story's actually not over for me.
Okay.
Because I did reply to that email and say, hey, It said click to join. And I said, click what? Because there was no link. And then I texted and I said, hey, there's no link here. And Kevin, instead of saying, sorry, sir, said, the link is also in the calendar, which my calendar's not hooked up to my computer. So I would have to join Zoom from my phone, which I can't do. I did find the calendar invite from my email on my computer. And when I clicked it, it said the host has another meeting in progress. So the link must have changed at some point.
Do we need a lesson on what the word also means?
Yes.
The link is not also in the calendar.
Yes, that's
the
true.
Link is it was never exclusively sent. In the calendar.
The link is available only in the calendar, and that one's out of date.
That's true. The initial one I sent somehow expired.
Yes.
I don't know Thank how, because it says it is for 5 o'clock today. And then when I clicked on it this morning, it said it expired. So then I sent a new one. To just Whit and Clay, I guess.
Expired. You remember the ant? The ant? Expired. That ant?
Remember the ant from Ants?
You remember that ant?
The one ant that tells you when it's expired? And I do want to welcome our guests, and I love having them here, and I hate that they have to see this side. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got your podcast. You know, you two have a podcast. You know what it's like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Want to see how the sausage gets made necessarily. What you want to do is just chow down on the sausage.
Talk about eat the sausage.
Talk about eat it.
We love that stuff. Are we allowed to talk yet? I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know if we...
I can't remember.
No.
Okay,
well, I'm glad that we asked.
Hayes decided no. I'm glad you did too, because I actually didn't know. And I would have been wrong. I would have said, please talk for the rest of the time. I'm going to go take a nap. I'm exhausted. The whole link thing, my hand's killing me. Not to mention, I got to smooth things over with the missus. Yeah. The curse words I was saying. Let me just say, if the attitudes stay the way they are right now, it's going to be quite a long time before you hear me say dicks.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting the frosty treatment.
I love to eat boiled sausage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Clay, don't say anything.
Why? I'm sorry.
Fire. They said we're not allowed to say anything.
Go home. Come home. My dogs are barking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I put that big... The big pot of water is waiting for me. I set that on the stove in the morning. Because I know that's a little gift for Hayes later. Then I just fire it up. Wait. 30, 40 minutes, water gets so hot.
Oh, the water's practically boiling.
I drop that sausage in there, splash everywhere, hurt me.
There's essential oils in the water often too, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just to make the aroma, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also because then it's healing my arm that I hurt.
And your barking dogs.
And my dogs. Hold the bun over the pot. Steam the bun.
Steam bun. Steam bun until it just rips apart. Mm-hmm. Until you pinch it and it just disintegrates. And just runs down your sleeve.
Try to use the bun as tongs to get the sausage out. hot sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps falling in. I have to keep putting in more buns.
Ugh.
Get out of hot sausage.
Eat it.
Eventually, all the buns absorb all the water that was in there, and now I can just eat it as basically soup. Sausage
so
bun soup.
So good. Sausage bun soup. I get home, I'll tell you, end of a long day at work, and it's always a long day. I mean, working with Kevin's your boss. You get home and I get in the living room. I grab a cord of wood, split it myself, stack it up on the couch, some flint, some magnesium, a little bit of coconut husk. I get that thing started burning, man. And I just throw the sausage right in the middle of the fire. And usually at some point in the middle of it, I go, wait a second. I got to open the skylight because it gets smoky. But I like smoked sausage. Mm-hmm. I throw it in the fire. Then I'll throw the bun in. Then I'll try to get a new log, two logs, and just big log tongs.
Mm-hmm.
Pinching it, try to toss it, try to throw it up and eat it, you know? But the problem is some of these pieces of wood that are burning end up looking like sausage as well. Mm-hmm. I'm throwing those up into my mouth. Yeah. It's a crazy day, man. It's a crazy day. Feeding myself like a dang seal at the aquarium. You know?
Talk about
eat sausage, yeah. The two of you.
Well, I'd like to first answer the thing.
Who's this?
There's someone at the door.
That was Mitra, to be honest.
Yeah.
Jahari.
Okay. Beloved guest.
Yeah, she ran off.
Oh, she's one of the favorite
guests. In a blind
guests.
Rage.
When they list, when the people who listen to the show list their favorite guests, Mitra is always on there. She's up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you are Mitra and today. Clay. Mitra and Clay.
Clay gets mentioned. Yeah. Yes. Yep. But you guys are guesting today.
There's some
Clay's
of my,
here, which is great.
There are some of my favorite guests as well.
They're can your I answer, guests, can they're, I answer they're your the question right now?
Wait, can I in answer the question about the podcast?
What?
Can I answer the question about the podcast?
That never happened.
Yeah, refresh my memory.
Yeah, I like you asked earlier about the podcast, and I would like to answer with I do like sausage.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been squiggling around in his chair for the last 10 minutes trying to.
You
get
have
in.
Been squiggling. You have so much energy today.
Yeah.
You just like.
That's scary.
I know we joke around a lot, and that's fun, but Clay loves sausage more than both of you.
Okay.
I didn't
say I loved it like more than anyone. Like,
right.
You implied it with how long you take to make the sausage. Clay will eat raw sausage. Yeah. That's how much he loves that stuff.
Well, there's a reason why I'm shaking and all that. I ordered some Onnit pills. You guys order Onnit pills, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't order them.
I'm off it.
I knock over the truck.
The what? The Onnit truck?
Yeah, I see that Onnit truck.
Yeah.
Pull off to the side of the road. Grab a ski mask.
Like the
Kevin,
throw
to out sneak a, in to throw sneak out a in your tread. Your punchline between shots set up and the resolution of that set up. It's very sneaky.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, man. You ever have somebody come over and just cut the grass? And you show up, you check the oil, you filled up the gas, you get out there with your push mower, and you go, son of a gun. There's no lawn mowing to be done. Kevin was
okay.
Here.
Talk about the pill.
Well, I ordered about a handful of them, and I got more. I was expecting to get one little vial, but I got a whole mess of them. And instead of having them go to waste, I just had a good bit of them today. And that's
okay.
It.
What is
onnit.com?
Yeah, what's that do?
The Joe Rogan pill?
It's nootropics.
Gotcha. It's nootropics. It's a natural brain booster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps That's you cool. functioning as an apex podcast predator. Top
cool.
of the food chain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little podcasting.
That booster. Makes a lot of sense that Clay's been taking that because he's had some problems lately.
Yeah.
Some real problems, anger problems.
Why you say that?
Which is crazy that we're even in the same
Whoa,
room
Clay,
right now.
Clay,
well,
Clay,
sorry. Clay, dude. Clay, one second. Clay, I just want to see what he. I just want to see what he's talking
well,
about.
Well, you can let go of my shirt.
All right, cool. No, speak up. Say something. Say it right now. Say it to my friend.
I just want
to
say that.
Wait, don't say anything.
Okay.
Whip.
No, let him speak. No, let him speak.
Well, maybe you.
No, he has
maybe
he has a really big mouth. You might as well use it. Go ahead, speak.
Okay, Hayes or Sean, maybe you guys want to take the lead here.
Okay. What's okay. up? Anyone wants to talk?
I'll say, and this comes, Clay, from a place of love.
Okay.
Wit told me.
God damn it.
Oh, with his big mouth. Oh, I can't wait for this. This is going to be really good.
God damn it.
That you've been having big anger problems and that he caught you.
Uh-huh. Right.
Kicking the trash can, knocked trash everywhere.
Fuck. So what? Everyone does that.
Shit.
No, Clay. No, not
you were kicking it. Clay, Clay, number one, was kicking it. Not because Clay likes going through the trash. And this trash can didn't have any of the stuff he liked in it.
Can I say something?
Not a fish bones. Can I say something? Banana peel on the side.
I said those are my fish bones, kitty. Get the fuck out of here.
And the cat runs off with his fish bones, and Clay starts kicking the can. And I'm in the background, and I'm saying, well, Clay, maybe there's going to be a banana peel hanging on the side of it.
Can you shut up for 2 seconds? I forgot what I was talking about. Go ahead. Continue talking.
And he said, well, I don't even care anymore. I just want to kick the crap out of this fucking bitch.
Yeah.
He said that. I didn't. That's Clay saying that, not me saying that.
Okay.
And he goes, cranky. He goes, cranky.
You saw Top Cat.
Yeah. Well, that's what I call him. He's a little sneaky little cat that comes into my little back alley for my fish scales. And I said, you can't get out of here. You can't be having my fish.
And Clay gets mad. And Clay's already mad. Sorry, Clay.
Yeah.
And I'm only saying this because I feel safe around Hayes and Sean and the gang. Clay gets mad at Top Cat because he can put the fish in his mouth full and then pull the fish out and it's just bones. And Clay can't do that. And that creates a real steaming anger.
What happens when Clay tries to do it?
Fish hits his face.
Yeah.
He gets slapped in the face.
Doesn't even get into his mouth at all.
Mm-hmm. He just, the fish basically bites him.
He's just laying the fish against his cheek.
Yeah. He gets...
That's so far from the intended result, you know?
Is that where
you would get to eat the whole fish? You get to eat none of it this way. And in fact, you get the stinky fish is just, you know, sort of in your beard and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when that's Clay does really it, Clay tough. Says, I haven't started yet. Like when it just like connects with his like basically closed mouth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I haven't even started yet. I haven't started. And then he acts like, well, if you're going to act like that, I'm not even going to do it. But he clearly did try to do it.
If you think that was me starting, then you honestly don't even deserve to see me do it, which I can do it.
But then a couple times, even as he's pulling it off,
he kind of is like,
well, and sometimes
snapping at it, but just.
If you catch him and you say, Clay, do that thing you do, or I haven't seen you do it. And he says, I can do it. I just don't feel like it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, he can't, and that's why he gets so mad.
Feel like it.
He feels so much like it because he got all geared up to do it. Mm-hmm. Guys, do you mind? And this is just and Kevin, maybe you can cut this back in. I'd like to change the sound, the word of what I say when I ejaculate. So what's happening for me is, and this is the swear word that I'll get in trouble for, is, and I'm getting closer, and it's happening, and I'm right at the moment. And you just hear me go, Beavis and Butthead. Beavis and Butthead, Beavis and Butthead.
That's...
I'll edit that back in.
Yeah. The podcast, you have podcast, American Arts and Culture Review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Hayes, you've done it.
I've done it. It's on the dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, forever dog. Sean, I asked Sean a lot of times to do it right when he had a child.
Yeah.
It's true. I'm about to have another one. Let's try to schedule it now because I think in the next couple of weeks.
And so Sean kept going, this baby doesn't like when I do podcasts.
Yeah.
And I'd say, well, I don't
know. I would love to do it. I get a real kick out of you guys. I guess if Clay calms down a little bit, I'd be ready to go on the show because first it was... I had, you know, big, busy life, child, everything. Then when I started to get that under control, Clay started having these episodes, apparently around Top Cat.
His mouth got really big.
Well, see, the thing about our podcast is Clay has extreme rage in his personal life.
Yeah.
But then we hang out with this guy named Rod. And Rod is a real problem as far as being, he's a criminal. He's a full-blown criminal. So next to Rod... Mm-hmm. Clay is a saint, but then when me and Clay get alone together, like we are right now,
you open your big mouth.
Clay wants to if he had a mallet, he would bonk me on the head with it and squish me flat to the ground. And I would go wah, wah, as I walked down the hallway.
Yeah, big wide feet, just you know, with like a little, like just a manhole cover version of you on top.
If Clay could do that,
Rod is a, I just want to like second, Rod is a violent pervert.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's a, if you bend over, he's going to sniff.
Yeah.
So that sort of, that fills up the space, you know, it's sort of like the size of the container of your podcast is already full with like deviancy and then Clay has to adjust.
Right.
And by comparison,
well, then I take my anger out on him and it's justified.
Exactly.
And everyone agrees.
He, Clay can very eloquently articulate, he can articulate his anger very well towards Rod.
I say, you say that again, we'll break your neck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One punch.
And so Rod is constantly walking on eggshells around us.
This fight.
Meanwhile, Clay doesn't know that I'm. What are the hits?
What's up?
What are the hits, Sean?
The two hits.
What's that?
It'll be me hitting you. And your head hitting the surface of the sun.
What the hell? That's a big, that's an uppercut. Yeah. Big uppercut. Yeah. Holy.
Yeah.
Damn.
Break through the atmosphere.
Shoot.
And you hear, you know, they say in space, no one can hear you scream. I'll hear this scream.
Oh, yeah.
They will actually hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll hear this one.
Damn.
Say hello to the comets for me. Do me a favor, say hello to the comets on your way to the surface of the sun.
Yeah.
We love that.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I fantasized about my big punch fight, and I still do, and it would be that if you were to come at me, one of y'all.
Me?
Whichever one is coming at me, I would walk backwards and grab you by the shirt, and I would backwards tumble, kicking you over me and into a tree or something. You know what I mean? And you would fly upside down into the tree or whatever. And you would
die. You would.
I wonder how you would do that with no head. I wonder how you would manage to do that when your head is melting on the surface of the sun.
Yeah.
Right. This would be before that, I guess, which would send you into the wanting to punch me in the sun.
Oh, boy,
thing.
You really deserve what happens to you then.
Yeah.
So that fight would be three hits. You tumbling me. Me hitting you, and your head hitting the surface of the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I wouldn't even have time to say ouch.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Okay, Clay, what's your big punch? Everybody's going to do their big punch, obviously. We've got to go around the room and I'll do our big punch.
Your fantasy punch. The punch of your dreams.
Oh, my punch of my dreams? I guess my punch of my dream would be I'm in a school situation.
Yep.
And a guy stands up. He goes, I'm school shooter. Mm-hmm. And I stand up. And I go, whoa, 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 you can't do that. That's illegal. And then he goes, I don't care. I go, you don't care about the law? The law's, that's the land. Without law, it's anarchy. And he goes, well, I think that's cool. And I go, you think that's cool? That's not cool. That's stupid. And he goes, you know what? You're right. That sounds really dumb and stupid. And then I pull out my gun. And I go, you just walked right into this one, you bastard. I said bastard a lot in high school. And I said, well, guess what? He goes, what? I go, I'm going to shoot you, you dumb bastard. And then so I shoot him. And then he dodges that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And so he dodges that, and I'm out of bullets at this point.
Yeah.
And I go, what the heck? Where did he go? And then he comes behind me, and then he shoots me. And I survive. But
it does, you don't dodge it. It does connect.
It does. No, it does connect with the leg. Okay. And it doesn't feel good. And I'm on the ground.
Yeah.
And, then Wit takes off his mask and it's him. I go, why would you do this to your best friend? And he goes, I'm just messing around.
Yeah.
And I go, well, mess around with this. And then I pull out one of those grenades, and then I put it in his ass. And he blows up, but his skin doesn't burst. He just blows up like a balloon, and then he gets back to normal, but smoke is coming out of his nose, his mouth, and his ears.
Okay.
And, and everyone in school is pointing at him and laughing.
And that pisses me off.
Yeah. And what do you do?
So I go up to you and I take one of those.
Why did you want to shoot up the school? Before we go, just tell me why you wanted to shoot up the school.
That's private.
Okay, sorry.
It sounds to me, I don't want to speak for Clay, but it sounds like that wasn't even ever really his intention, because he goes directly to you. He's pretending to be someone else.
Let's be honest.
He probably knows where you keep your gun and that you only have one bullet. You guys are best friends. Then he pulls off his mask afterwards and says he was joshing you. Yeah. So it seems like his intention really was just to trick you into a situation where you could try to play the hero. Actually, it was futile. He was never intending to do anything.
Yeah, and you had it right all along.
Yeah.
You had it right all along, which is that I'm kidding when I do that.
Mm-hmm. But you did shoot me in the leg.
But I was kidding.
Okay.
What was your math?
That's also for saying that anarchy isn't cool. You know, at that point, he does have a duty, as a total badass to defend anarchy. Yeah.
Was it the mask? You're like sitting in class... Wearing, go ahead.
Go into great detail what the mask was. Who was it? I don't have all day.
You know how the Halloween guy, that's William Shatner. Uh-huh. That's his face painted white. I had that. Same
finally, it comes
style
in
of mask, but it's Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
So that's what I was wearing in high school.
Why does Jason want to shoot up the school? What the hell?
And everybody goes, Jason, I thought he had a machete. And you said, oh, Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
And I was just kidding around. I was messing around. And I only shot you in the leg because I knew that you were cool. I thought you were cool. You're chill. And I thought you were messing around, which is why I shot you in the leg. Until you put the grenade in my butt.
Yes. Yeah.
And that, honestly, I have like a lot of damage to my insides.
I put a grenade in your ass and it went off. What do you expect?
Mm-hmm. Well, like I have some serious problems. Like I can't eat like a lot of different food now because of that.
Because the grenade in the ass?
Yeah, some food goes right through me now.
I have to eat a lot of food.
Mm-hmm. What's one food that you
name,
can't eat?
Name a food you can't eat and for symmetry, name a food that you can.
Well, I can't eat Gatorade. And I've been I've been trying for
it just
years.
Falls out.
So you can only do the gum now?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm exclusive to Quench gum, Gatorade gum. I can only get my gums from Foot Locker. Mm. And I've been trying for years to make my own Gatorade at home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just can't get the taste right. But, you know, I can't.
Which is so weird because your home is the University of Florida Science Lab.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I went to school. And now I live there.
And now you live in the University of Florida Science Lab, where they have, like...
Well, you went there
It's really easy to make Gatorade there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to do my own batch of Gatorade. I've been trying for...
Okay.
And you originally went there because you're a blown-up ass.
I went there to be studied.
Yeah.
And that's what got me into school.
Mm-hmm.
And I eventually
got... They're like, we got to find a way, some reason to... Yeah. Admit this guy as a student because
we gotta
I
keep this
need
guy's ass.
To study that ass.
Yeah. Yeah. They needed to see it. Can I talk about this a little bit?
Sure.
Whit, because you know, you're at the University of Florida Science Lab. You're trying to make your own batch of Gatorade. You're not able to do it. And do we think maybe this has something to do with you never ask for help?
Exactly.
Well, it could be, you know, and that's something I'm talking
There's
about.
There's nothing wrong. It's not weak to say, I need help. I can't get my Gatorade batch right. I think that makes you more of a man.
To ask for help?
To say, I don't know how to make the Gatorade batch. Maybe not more of a man, but it's fine to do. To say, I can't make this Gatorade. I need help with my flavor ratios.
Well, and who am I supposed to ask, though? That's the thing. It's like,
For starters, how about Hayes?
Yeah.
Hayes, you know about this?
Just ask me. Yeah, I'm whipping up a big-ass batch.
But do you know how stupid
right
I feel?
Over there.
Do you know how stupid I feel to be a second-year senior right now?
Yeah.
At Florida University of Florida?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the second-year, 23-year-old second-year senior who asking people around the campus for Gatorade, homegrown Gatorade help.
It's a tough thing for you, too, because we all, as we're whipping up these, like, huge, like, tanks of Gatorade, we're also, drinking so much Gatorade at the same time.
And it's staying in, and it's not coming out our ass.
And yes, exactly, and it's staying in. So, like, that is helping us. That's replenishing us.
Yeah.
That's, like, keeping our, like, electrolytes. Mm-hmm. And whereas, like, you are... so tired, so pissed all the time. We're and laughing. We're never, ever mad.
Only drink Sobe. Like, I've only drank, as if I'm trying to get my electrolytes after a workout, I can only drink Sobe.
Strictly
the pina colada.
Measured, yeah.
The pina colada one.
Mm-hmm. Just that, because that one's a little thicker. So you couldn't even have the great power Sobe with the creatine in it.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. Or the silly strawberry. What's going on?
Clay, you're home brewing Fruitopia. Is that right?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Okay. What's your rig?
Like my rig?
Talk about your, what are we working with?
Wait, like,
gear wise.
My gear. Okay, cool.
Geek out on this stuff.
I have a big wood barrel. You know about big wood barrel?
A cask.
Nice. Old school.
A cask.
He inherited this from his grandfather, so there's some nepotism.
My grandfather was homeless.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he would wear this with some suspenders.
Yeah.
So I said, I can put that into some
he
use.
He gave it to you
in death. No, he didn't.
And so then he was buried. So he was buried nude, is what you're...
No. He said, this is all I have. Okay. And at this point, I was thinking about my Fruitopia at home. Okay. I know I can, and I go, he goes, this is my only possession I have is this barrel and these suspenders. Okay. I go, not anymore. Okay. Not after my Fruitopia.
So he's alive and nude.
Yes, right now. He's alive and he's naked right now.
Okay.
Yeah. But I get to make Fruitopia, so it's about living life is about sacrifice. Sacrificing your own
future generations
for future,
you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Doesn't it all, because the barrel has no bottom.
Yeah, well, I haven't made a successful batch yet, because it keeps falling out, and the suspenders gets in there, and I have to pull that out, so I have to make a new batch.
There's one patch of his carpet that is really fruity and delicious. It's a circular patch where he puts all the fruit and the liquid in there to mix it around. Mm-hmm. But, you know, obviously there's no bottom, so it just soaks into the carpet. Smells really good.
It smells really good. I have people come over, step on the fruits.
The grape lady came
the
over.
Grape lady came
she
here.
Famous. Came over.
That's where she got her start, actually.
Wow. Yeah.
She started out at the...
same with Apparently Kid.
Yeah.
And
Apparently Kid got his start
Apparently
there.
Kid.
A lot of people don't
turtles,
know that.
Yeah.
I like Turtles was there.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
That was the first kind of like, that was like Ellen before Ellen, basically, where like people would come on and like get their break there. And
yeah,
also,
you have
the
Ellen show.
You would do
and
also.
Before the Ellen show, it's the Clay's Fruitopia Step on Fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn Daniel started at your Fruitopia stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, because he had the white bands and the guy said, Damn Daniel, don't go near those.
Oh,
those
so
fruits.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Kind of settles a debate we were having about.
Yeah.
Which one of them is Damn Daniel?
Yeah.
Oh, so you think Damn Daniel is the white Vans guy, which I do too.
I think that Damn Daniel is the one whose name is Daniel and has the white Vans, yeah.
And
do some people...
I believe the terminology was the Damn Daniel kid.
Yeah.
No, it was who is Damn Daniel. So what you believe is wrong.
Wow. So, wait, are y'all in a fight?
Your beliefs are wrong. No, it's actually been resolved. So that's
okay.
Yeah.
So actually, we are. It's the fight is over, and it is. We have our answer, and Damn Daniel is the one with the white Vans,
creator of the phrase "Damn Daniel."
So it seems like it's not resolved. Yeah, it seems like Sean.
It certainly doesn't seem that way to me.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Whoa. Hollywood Handbook.
Podcast, it's about jazz.
Yeah.
It's about
yeah.
movies and films.
Mm-hmm.
What have we been digging into recently on the show?
Old. Remember the movie Old? We also did.
We did Old at a theater in New York, packed theater.
Okay.
We did that. We did White Lotus.
What you call Brown Lotus.
Which I call Brown Lotus.
Why?
You'll see why in the last episode.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet.
We did Space Jam.
We did Space Jam Legacy, Legacy.
A New Legacy. Interesting.
Should have been called Space Jam Cool It with the Gradient Orange and Purple Color Scheme.
I don't know.
Well,
no, that is, yeah.
You can't.
We're doing that.
You can't. That.
We're doing that really soon on a different show. And I was actually going to say that already on the show.
Oh, sorry.
What?
So, yeah, I was actually already going to say that. So if you hear me say it now, I was actually already going to do that. And I think you know that.
I was going to say it too.
Sorry.
And everybody knows that I was going to say it.
Sorry. It's always my best jokes that other people already had the idea for.
Yeah.
That's just the truth of it.
Yeah.
That's just the reality. But mostly, like, right now, our podcast is really diving into, you know, just dynamics between friendships, close friendships. Me and Clay, we obviously have our issues that are distracted by our friend Rod, who's a full-blown criminal.
Yeah.
And will be incarcerated at any moment. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we just shoot the shit like you two boys. You know, it's fairly similar, to be honest. Mm-hmm. We could be y'all's little brothers in a way. Little brother podcast.
I am hearing that the attorney general is building a case around Rod.
Mm-hmm.
And is actually working on building a jail around him as well.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we all need.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
See, I always think if Rod went to prison, he would finally be happy because he would be able to be safe. He would know people are safe.
Yeah.
That's what he wants?
Yeah.
He just wants people to be safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have y'all been going to a lot of movies?
Yeah, dude.
Cool.
Oh, yeah?
Hella movies, dude.
You'll find me at the cinema.
Yes.
Cool.
And what when I'm in there, man, two what? Rows.
You get two rows?
I use two rows.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
I put my legs over the back of one seat, and then I put my head on another seat, mm-hmm. and then I hold up a mirror to see the screen.
My friend comes. He tries to sit right next to me. I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird.
Heard of a buffer seat? Have you heard of a buffer dog?
He moves one seat over. He moves one seat over, but I'm already kind of there. I'm already like stretched out into that seat as well.
Oh, yeah.
And like flopped over into the next row. And this is a theater where we have dinner as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I'm lying in in multiple dinners.
Mm-hmm. Because I ordered for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's nothing better than when your bud... There's nothing worse than when your bud, who you order for, tries to sit by you.
Exactly.
That's a pain, man.
You got to get that guy a couple seats away.
Mm-hmm. Then he gets to bellyaching about what he would have wanted, didn't even get to see the menu.
He'll have the turkey, please.
Would you like to wait for your entire party? No, we're ready to order now. He'll have the turkey with peas.
So, you talk about music.
Are the peas round today? Can you ask the chef if the peas are round?
Yeah.
That's okay. Just cut them in half. Sorry. What do you want to talk about?
What happened?
I just was laughing.
Is that how you laugh?
Yeah, you know when you laugh.
That's how you laugh?
That's your laugh?
It's my post wind down laugh because of how funny y'all are acting.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah, I'm cute. Sometimes I can be.
Wait, Hazel, what you're saying about music?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
Wait, do that. Do the little cute noise again?
Do it again.
Aw.
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 Clay, do you have a cute noise?
Hello.
Oh.
Hello, gang.
Yeah, that's little.
Oh.
It's fun to be cute. Guys, let's be cute. Come on, Sean, let's be cute.
Okay, I'm trying to think of one.
Here's
Hang on, I've been trying to think of one this whole time.
Hayes has one. He just raised his hand. He's got one locked and loaded.
Yeah, I can be cute. I'll let Sean be cute first, but I can be cute too.
Well, Hayes, why don't you be cute? Because I'm still thinking of one.
Okay. I'll be cute.
Tasty.
That's good. Oh, I don't think I don't think it was a good idea that you went first, because now you're setting a high bar.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you're going to fly right over it.
Tasty.
And that's Tasty Boy, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We got to name our cute guys. Mine's Aw.
Yeah.
Mine's Aw guy. And that's Tasty Boy. Who's yours, Clay?
My name's Tiny because I'm small.
Yeah. And who, Sean, what's up?
Thank you, kitty cat.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Who's that?
Who's this? All right.
That's.
Hayes,
his name is Demon Man.
That's not cute. Hayes, do yours again. Can I hear yours again?
Tasty.
That's Tasty Boy. I like Tasty Boy.
Mm-hmm. What about Kevin?
Kevin, do you be cute now?
It's time for bed.
That sounds like dad.
Cute dad.
Dad's
telling me it's time for bed.
No, that sounds like
thank you.
No, dad's not cute.
Shh, time for bed, kids.
Ugh. That's grandpa. That's grandpa babysitter.
Baby grandpa.
No.
I have a new cute.
That's what baby grandpa means.
I have a new cute.
Hello?
That's baby answers phone.
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds a little like Tiny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a little Tiny. Hello?
No, his is different. His is different.
Hello.
Oh, sounds a
wait,
little.
No, no, wait. Let me try a new one. Okay, yeah, do a new one.
Let me try a new one. Let me try a new one. Hang on. Hang on. I've almost got it. It's fun to play.
Okay.
That's really cute. Yeah. Kevin, do you want to try again?
It's time for school.
No.
That's daddy.
That's a dad. That's a single dad. Yeah. That's hopeful dad.
Come on.
Or maybe that's like kitty cat. Like maybe that's Sean's friend kitty cat who's like helping him. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Take wake up and business. Get ready for school
Thank
and stuff.
Thank you, kitty cat.
See, like that's nice, but that's not what you did is not cute.
It's fun to play.
Let me try something that's different than Tiny because I feel self-conscious.
Yeah,
I copied Clay. Clay, will you do Tiny just so I can remember how not to be Tiny?
Hello, everyone. My name's Tiny because I'm 1 foot tall. And my favorite TV show is Blue Bloods.
All right, now do yours.
Okay, this is different, though.
Okay.
Just off the top of my head.
Well, I just think that the best stuff.
Wait, can I talk to you real quick?
What? Yeah. Wait,
guys, can you mute whatever thing that you can do just so I can have a private conversation with Whit?
No.
Can I say something real quick, Whit? Yeah. They're not listening, so I can be.
Okay, well they're looking right at us.
Well, okay. So and that's why I'm not going to physically hurt you. Okay.
Okay. What's going on?
God. You know how can you do your voice again?
Oh, I was just wondering.
You know what that kind of sounds like?
What?
Sounds like a smaller Tiny.
Well, maybe it's Tiny's. I don't know, Clay. We grew up in the same hometown, so we have similar voices. Like, we knew the same kids. So, like, all the comedy stuff that we do comes from the same place.
Right. But do you understand how if someone tinier than Tiny would be cuter? Do you understand? Do you ever think
I'm
about
I'm trying
this shit?
Also to be cute. If I would have had a chance to do a
no,
voice,
you're trying to be
I was
cuter.
Doing, I was doing a noise. That's how this started.
Yeah,
where
sure.
I do my laugh, and then I do a wind down noise. Then you come in, and now you're saying words.
You're about to do a whole new noise.
If what's that?
Your new noise is going to be, oh, my head. Is this blood?
Well, you said that you weren't going to do anything, and I feel safe with Hayes and Sean watching, even though we're muted.
Right.
But let me go back to my point.
Yeah.
you come in and you change the rules, okay. Which is that you can say words and you say right. hello, you yes. do your voice. Okay. If I would have known that I could do a voice, I would have done it. And then
you need a lawyer voice. Thing. And then when you talk to me, you need a lawyer voice.
Think you're copying. Everybody would think that you're copying.
I have a new cute voice idea.
Okay, oh, I'm ready.
Sorry.
Hugging is a very nice way to get squeezed.
Who's that?
That's the Blood Lord.
What? I like it. Okay.
Okay, so he would like Witt's new character.
Yeah.
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 He's the Blood Lord is, yeah, he's Sergeant Bones' nephew.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And Sergeant Bones says,
love the taste of bones.
Kevin, do you want to try one more time?
Happy birthday, sport.
Why are you my dad?
Okay.
Kev, my man.
Thank you.
That's daddy, dude. That's daddy.
That's kitty. Yeah.
No, that
that's not
is
kitty.
Daddy, dude.
I hate to say it, but dude, that's daddy.
Dude, that is daddy. Dude.
That's not daddy, dude.
Dude, it's daddy, dude.
Dude, that's and by the way, daddy, dude. By the way, just so y'all's listeners know, we're not down with that cute shit. In reality, we're badass dudes.
Yeah.
And this is how I normally talk, and I only talk the way that I was because of for comedy purposes.
That's
dude.
Why it's so funny that I would ever be cute. I hate that shit.
I hate cute shit.
The joke is us being cute mm-hmm. when we're actually yeah. the opposite, which is exactly. we're rugged.
Yes, my dude.
I'm so raw and badass.
That's facts.
That's mm-hmm. big facts.
I yes. love shit that is rusty and hard
and metal and chains and yeah. is sharp
yes
yeah
and is hurting
and
on
what?
My
food
arm.
That is salty
my yes. arm is so hurt
mm-hmm.
dude why can't Forget they make the it, old dude. Old the new movies as the style of the old
exactly.
wave movies
exactly
mm-hmm. if it looked like the old movies it looked awesome dude mm-hmm. and you people can't... got hurt as much
mm-hmm. yeah yes. dude.
And now yes. it's Harry Potter. Why wasn't Harry Potter James Caan?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Buddy, yes.
Harry Potter.
Yes.
Exactly.
He walks in. What is this shit?
Exactly.
yeah.
What is this, Trix?
Hey, Voldemort. Who the fucking... fuck is Voldemort? Get the fuck out of here, Voldemort, with that fucking shit.
All the fellas stand up and clap.
Ron yeah. Weasley should have been Tom fucking Berenger, dog.
Yes.
Yes.
Hermione should have been Joe Pesci.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which would go something like this, Clay. You got the impression. Take it away.
Hello, everyone. I love...
Well, Joe Pesci would have been doing a cute character.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. My name's Joe Pesci.
Yeah. Really good.
I love candy. I love shopping for shoes and CBS All Access.
So he's Southern too.
Yes.
Sounds exactly now. Kind of exactly like
yeah,
your mom.
Yeah, it's Paramount Plus now.
Hey, Joe.
Joe
Pesci, it's Paramount Plus now.
What?
It's Paramount Plus
there
now.
There is no CBS All Access. That got folded into Paramount Plus.
Clay, you're on Hollywood Handbook.
You lied.
Do your research.
Oh, Joe sorry. Pesci lied to us.
Where does he watch Blue Bloods?
Get him a fucking Snickers.
Paramount
he
Plus.
Watches a Paramount Plus.
What's this?
Clay, Paramount Plus, my guy. You don't even know? You got a Roku? I've been trying to get Clay to have Apple TV for years.
Yeah. I'm a Roku man. I love debate? This stuff. It comes with the TV.
Yeah, I'm a damn Roku family
exactly.
over here. Although, I'll tell you, of late, there's been some issues.
What's up? Talk about it. We love this. Inside.
I don't know if I should get into it again, you know?
okay.
But Clay probably gets what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Which is the whole
same
the entire idea, you know, of the Roku initially was there's no conflicts because they don't make any original content.
Exactly.
There was no Roku channel at first. It was just a device. So you didn't have this... Jeff Bezos is pissing off whoever's running Apple these days, Tim Apple. Yes, and so then
hamburgers, remember?
Right? Tim Apple won't have Amazon Prime, so I can't watch Bosch on my Apple TV. Yeah. But then if I get my Roku, I can watch Bosch and Ted Lasso, you know, exactly. Ideally, but not anymore. They took Apple off. They're fighting with them. Now they can't. HBO Max goes away. I can't get that for 3 months. So then I'm missing all these great shows. I didn't get to watch The Undoing.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's fucked up.
I'm telling you, man, Roku really, I was very sore at them. It's like the whole point of Roku was they didn't have these conflicts. But they want to be in the content game. And who's watching a Roku show? I mean, I'd be happy to have one on there. I'd sell some of the Roku channel tomorrow. What do you want? You got to know what they're in the market for? Bunch of Little League dads. Is that what they want? It's Little League dads show. All the dads, they're friends because the kids play Little League. They're into the sport. You know, that's the backdrop. But then it's just a friend. It's just a buddy show hanging out. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's one mom. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing that. Maybe it's all moms. You know, I'm flexible on it. It's whatever you guys are interested in. Mm-hmm. If you know someone at the Roku channel, Clay, it sounds like you've got a good relationship.
I got some hookups. I got some emails.
It's whatever you want. You know, if they're sniffing around for stuff and or any idea they have, they want to make the app next door into a TV show. That. You know, I know that was something that people wanted at one point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it had to be positive. It couldn't be any negative posts that reflect what Nextdoor is. It had to be communities coming together. Mm-hmm. So that, you know.
You got to get those damn BMX bikers to stop riding around in your cul-de-sac.
Exactly.
They're jumping over at my trash.
Yeah. You can't park here. What are you doing?
Yeah, get out of here.
You can't park that BMX here.
Yeah.
Park that BMX on this.
Harry Potter's girlfriend Cho Chang should have been Sam Elliott.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that would go a little something like
quinoa. The doctors got me eating quinoa. Damn hell.
That's her famous line.
Harry, the damn doctor. Voldemort's making me eat quinoa. For my heart condition.
So that's Sam Elliott as Harry Potter's girlfriend.
We love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah.
Who are the other characters?
You know, Whistling Jim.
Mm-hmm. Dobby the house elf could have been Tom Selleck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the fellas.
Tom Skerritt. All the Toms could have been in it. We got Barringer, Skerritt, and Selleck.
Miss McGonagall could have been.
Who?
Miss McGonagall. She could have been.
Miss McGonagall?
Yeah, Miss McGonagall.
That's Bobby Duvall.
Yeah.
That's Bobby exactly. Duvall.
That has to be. Robert would. He would make such a meal out of that role. Be unforgettable.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so good.
So can we fit a snarky smartass in this mix?
Oh.
Who are you looking at? Who you got in mind?
What do you think? Who's the best snarky smartass?
I mean, you got Paul Reiser.
Oh, he would be a really good snarky smartass. Oh,
Paul Reiser is Snape?
He go, the thing is, I don't know, Harry Potter is a little bit too strong for me.
The nice man.
Oh, hey, no, Harry Potter is too strong for me to fight with. Yeah, so I gotta bow out. Oh, Tucker.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's so good.
And the thing is, people would be scared and they'd be laughing.
Exactly.
Which we
Draco
love.
Draco Malfoy, right?
Oh, and he's an extra baddie, so he would be played by Al Pacino.
Exactly. At his age now.
Harry.
And Harry, who's Harry played by again?
Do we ever see
James
that?
Caan.
And so he goes, hey, fucking Draco, fucking damn it, I'm a fucking guy, hurt my fucking shoulder. We're playing Rickety or whatever. What's it called?
You and me.
Only thing bad about this
mano a mano, I'm the Quidditch broom.
Hey, no, I'm the Quidditch guy. I'm going to catch all this stuff as soon as my shoulder heals and my wife gets mad at me one less time.
I think the worst part about this movie is it's going to be hard to watch because of all the fellas hooting and hollering in front of you.
Yep. You're going to have to see it two or three times. That's why it's going to make their money back.
Fellas, sit the hell down. I'm trying to watch my movie, Harry Potter.
Well, and you're immediately going to go mid-movie, get another ticket for the next showing.
Yeah.
And it repeats itself. And Clay, this is called a monopoly.
Exactly.
That's what a monopoly is.
Yeah, when you try to get the next movie because there's too many fellas hooting and hollering.
And then the next movie, there's even more fellas. Yeah. And that's a monopoly.
Exactly. You know?
And that's why we don't like J.K. Rowling, right?
Hayes is so angry right now. He's just shaking his head.
I think he went off to try to get some people that, like, you know, he knows these money funding people. He's going to try to get some of the Marvel people to give him some cash to make this Harry Potter.
Harry Potter's
Marvel?
Yeah, he's Marvel.
Yeah.
What's he? One of the Avengers?
Yeah.
He's one of the fourth tier Avengers, but they kind of screwed the goose because they made the Harry Potter movies earlier, so they're in this crazy deal
now
battle.
They've got to retcon everything.
Yeah, exactly. They're waiting for a new Harry Potter to be written by the executives.
Henry Potter.
Those are who write the movies, right?
The executives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hardcore Henry Potter.
Yeah, hardcore Henry Potter. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be shot like a first-person shooter video.
It's all GoPros,
Which everybody loves that. That's been successful. That's like one style of movie that always is a hit, and so it's good they keep doing it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to make its money back.
Just put a GoPro on someone's head and just film it for an hour and a half.
And you're going to make some money, honey.
Yes. Throw them around.
Toss a guy the GoPro around. I'd watch that. Put a guy, guy goes, why is this GoPro in my head? And then you toss him around and he goes, I know what this is.
Yeah.
This is box office gold.
Yes. Sorry, I wasn't listening.
No, okay.
I was thinking about where Hayes might be. I miss him so much sometimes when he's gone.
He's probably getting a sip of that Gatorade.
Yeah.
And his Florida home. Have y'all talked about how Clay lives on the bayou in Florida?
Oh, Clay, that's where you're living?
Yeah, that's where I live now.
What, in the Everglades?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, the bayou's probably not the Everglades. Huh? Those are two different things.
It's the bayou Everglades. And so there's gators, there's flamingos, porpoises.
You say what to me? What was the last one?
We're talking about how Clay lives on the bayou in Florida.
Yeah.
You guys are still here?
Yeah. Yeah,
where'd you go?
I was bored as shit, dude.
Yeah. Why did you come back?
Hayes is wearing a tuxedo right now, by the way. He came back.
And this is so crazy. Like, I tried to come back. I was like, I should go back.
Yeah.
I tried to go back. And then Kevin sent this email with the link. And it said, click the link. But it wasn't the link. It was just... It just said click the link. It's just the word click the link.
Wait, did you click it?
It wasn't the link.
Right.
Oh. It's just the words.
I couldn't click it.
So that is that. But Kevin is over here twisting his little knuckles in his hand as if it's part of his big plan to make you look like a fool.
Yeah. I think you're getting gaslit, my man.
Yeah.
Is Kevin still daddy?
I was thinking about maybe like FBI kitty. We've got the place surrounded.
I think that's better. It's better than daddy. Kitty is better than daddy.
That sounds like...
I don't know, but it's like a...
Clay loves anything like involving cops like, or the FBI.
Like yeah. Sounds like Spy Kids, daddy.
I've got a new cute thing. I think it's new.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Great.
I don't feel like I want to do it anymore. Never mind.
No, we're supportive. No.
Yeah, go for it.
Hayes and Sean haven't really even blinked since I said it, so.
Hey, I want to hear it. I'm wondering if I've got any more in the tank.
Okay, so this one is different for sure than Clay's. Okay.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. What's that over there? What's that over there, mate? I'll take that. I'll like a little bit of that if I could have some.
Australian Clay's?
Come, you're so far away, too. Come closer, little boy. Little boy, I can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
What's that over there? Maybe I could have a bit of that if it's okay, if there's enough British. Left for me.
A bit British,
sounded
isn't
Australian
it?
From the back of the car.
I don't know. Okay. Sounds a bit.
Maybe I could have a bit of that if that's okay. I'd like just a little bit of that, please. Please, yeah. Mister.
It's Oliver McTwist. Do your character Oliver McTwist.
Excuse me, sir. I was wondering if I could have a bite of that, and then I could go do a nose ground down the hobble edge. If that's all right, sir, I'm a bit hungry, and if I get enough food, then maybe I'll be able to front side flip Hollywood High 16.
He's a skateboarder, too.
It's Oliver McTwist.
It's Oliver McTwist. Clay.
Come on, Clay.
I'm so sorry. I was just thinking it just sounded like Tiny, and that made me go into a big rage.
Oh, that's wonderful, mate. If maybe I could have a bit more pudding, then maybe I'd be able to stick the front side 360 off the four block.
Yeah. Okay, that's very similar to the last thing you said.
Yeah.
There's not a lot.
Well, similar to Tiny and similar to the last.
How is that like Tiny?
It's Tiny, but
that is British.
It is a bit British, isn't it?
Ugh. I hate myself.
Sean, did you have a new acute thing?
I don't think so. I mean, I could do one, but I just don't think it's going to fly.
This is pretty cute what you're doing now.
Yeah.
It's bashful.
Yeah.
I could give it a shot, but I don't know if it's cute at all.
Okay.
It's really just in my head right now.
Okay,
hang on.
I like the smell of potato chips.
Oh, I love this cute guy because he's older than the other guys, but he's still cute. And he loves the potato chips. Wow.
Well, I like the way they smell.
The smell, yeah.
Yeah.
Why can't he eat them?
He's in jail.
For what?
Fire stuff.
Oh, arson.
He doesn't like that word.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Really good. Really, really good.
I don't know. It's fine.
But this Sean is cute, too. So.
Oh, thanks. That's nice. I think I'm going to take off.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
I'm probably going to split. Later. It was so awesome seeing you guys. And hey, let's get... And why don't I do your show?
Okay.
Would love that.
Yeah, let me know, and we'll schedule. It'll be a long process, but I think it could be fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. I would do it again, too. I think I did good enough to be asked back after, 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh, we'd love that.
I think we'd I looked that. Cool in the picture, too.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I haven't even face filtered you, so I haven't even done any funny face stuff to you, so either of you. I feel like I did it to Sean's child.
Okay, good.
Oh. Okay, nice.
I sent it to you. He didn't respond.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. He responded to this.
What you don't do is give a newborn child some teeth and a beard and just send it to people without telling people don't love it all the time.
Well, I'm sorry if I didn't respond. I should have at least said, hey, don't do this.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Lasan bring back another edition of What's the Scenario? The boys call Amazon's customer service. Shonk and Bang released the trailer for season 3 of Hollywood Masterclass, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Whit and Clay, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.